Every public high schooler in Hawaii is required to take a semester of modern Hawaiian history. The course typically covers what happened following the overthrow of the Hawaiian Kingdom, beginning with American annexation in 1898, an event this scholar says never happened.
So when I may first say that, people will be shocked.
UH political science professor Dr. Keanu Sai completed his doctoral dissertation in 2011. In it, he argues Hawaii remains illegally occupied by the United States.
But if you see that there is no treaty of annexation, but rather a joint resolution of annexation, then you go, oh, I didn't know that. So a lot of our apprehension is because we didn't know. That's really all it is.
The premise is that under international law, a treaty of annexation is needed to transfer Hawaii to the United States. Dr. Sai found no such treaty. Asked how this history has taken more than a century to come to light, he says,
our people in Hawaii have gone through denationalization, which by definition is the obliteration of the national consciousness of a country.
Dr. Sai has spent the last 7 years doing rounds of classroom and community lectures on his research. He recently held a training workshop for teachers.
I don't remember anyone telling me that we're occupied.
Kahuku Intermediate School teacher Kawila Sheldon says the research was a far cry from what she grew up learning. Asked whether she'll be sharing this with her students.
Yeah, of course. I would love to bring it to my students in class to teach them the truth.
The idea of a prolonged U.S. occupation is nothing new to Kamehameha Kapalama Elementary School teacher Bruce Ka'imi Watson.
I guess I already woke. Yeah, and I enjoy being woke, and I've raised woke children.
He already teaches students about Kingdom holidays and Hawaiian patriotism. But discussing Hawaii within this occupation framework challenges him to completely revamp his approach.
Just the clarification of the word, because words are important. Yeah, words have meaning. Indigenous versus Aboriginal, ceded lands and seized lands, like denationalization for assimilation. And so I did not realize the political import of such words until today.
Last summer, Dr. Sai's research got the attention of the National Education Association, or NEA, which acknowledged Hawaii's history of prolonged illegal occupation at their annual gathering. Back at the workshop, Dr. Sai emphasized that teachers not politicize the discourse, but instead used primary historical documents to let students critically think about history. But Watson says,
education, providing education is activism, regardless of how you do it.
For HPR News, I'm Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.